ক্লাস 8 সাবজেক্ট জিওগ্রাফি চ্যাপ্টার মাইগ্রেশন পেজ নাম্বার 33। লেট আস বিগিন দ্য চ্যাপ্টার বাই ফার্স্ট রিডিং দ্য ডেফিনেশন অফ মাইগ্রেশন। হিউম্যান মাইগ্রেশন ডিনোটস এনি মুভমেন্ট বাই হিউম্যান বিইংস বিটুইন ওয়ান জিওগ্রাফিক্যাল রিজন টু আনাদার with a aim to settle definitely or temporarily. That means migration basically means movement of people. Earlier, people used to migrate from one place to another due to various reasons, like for gaining knowledge, for spiritual fulfillment, or to escape persecution. In the late 18th century, millions of agricultural workers migrated from the countryside to the cities, causing rapid growth of urbanization. Presently, the three major causes of migration are industrialization, globalization, and technological development. Next, we come to types of migration. The two types of migration are international migration and internal migration. International migration is the movement of the people across the international border. International migration becomes immigration or emigration depending on how the place of destination or place of origin is considered. Though immigration and emigration are movement of people from one country to another, immigration means movement of people to a particular country, and emigration means movement of people from a country. A person who indulges in immigration is called an immigrant, and those who indulge in emigration are known as emigrants. Next, we come to internal migration. What is internal migration? It is the movement of the people within the borders of a particular country. In international migration, we have a particular type of movement of people, which is called brain drain. Brain drain is defined as the departure of educated or professional people from their home country to another country for better pay, better living standards, and access to advanced technology. Some of the disadvantages of brain drain are a shortage of educational and skilled professionals take place in developing countries from where the skilled people have migrated to some developed country. Loss of countries' investment in education. Due to brain drain, many educated people migrate, resulting in benefit of the recipient country, whereas the cost of educating and training these people was borne by the home country. The next part of the chapter will be explained in the next audio.